Welcome to the Financial Power Hour with the financial prosperity coach, Christopher Music, who has been a featured guest on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox affiliates, sharing his 20-plus years of experience in financial principles and how to apply them to your life and business. And now, your host, Christopher Music.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Christopher Music, and I'd like to welcome you to the Financial Power Hour here on AM 1380, The Biz. I created Econologics, Results-Based Financial Planning, and The Private Practice Millionaire to help business owners really get the most out of not only their practice and their small business, but also to get the most out of their financial well-being, the transfer of that wealth from that business into the household so that it's not wasted away in all the mistakes that people make when they're trying to build and protect wealth. I put this show together to change the lives of small business owners. The way I see it, you all work way too hard not to have financial independence or what I call financial power. Through this show, I'm going to bring you priceless content and expert interviews that will empower you and educate you on the successful actions you need to take to achieve your business goals and reach your financial destiny. My special guest today is a marketing and branding expert. His name is Edwin Dearborn, and he's going to be talking about his expertise in helping business owners understand the importance of branding and secrets on how to market that brand in today's media environment. But before we hear from Edwin, I want to share with you some important aspects from a financial advisor's point of view. See, most of you who listen to my show know that I'm a financial advisor, but traditionally, financial advisors talk about how much money do you already have, and then how do we invest that? Or how do we use that to insure yourself or protect the assets you've accumulated? The part that's missing from that whole equation is how do you make the income in the first place? You see, somehow that's a mystery. Somehow that's, well, you got the magic touch or you don't. Well, that's not true. Making income is as predictable as any other science is. The problem is it's not taught in business schools. And it's usually found out by happenstance because some entrepreneur takes a risk and figures out, gee, I made some income. Well, when you're dealing with professional services like dentistry or veterinary medicine or optometry or anything like that, or you're dealing with a small business owner who has a product or service, you're dealing with this idea of exchange or trading that valuable product or service to receive money. How in the world are people going to know about you unless you get out there and tell everybody what you do and how good you are at doing it? So, of course, as a financial advisor, the number one problem we have in helping people accumulate wealth is the fact they don't make enough income in the first place. And then you get into the problem of spending it all once you make it. Well, that's a different discussion. Today, I want to focus on the income-producing side. Because I tell you what, you can solve an awful lot of problems if you just make a lot of money. It isn't the end-all, be-all, you know, because there's obviously how do you spend that money and what you spend it on, knowing the difference between an expense and an investment, which is a very high level of discernment, quite frankly, and then how to protect what you have. You see, those are the provinces more of the traditional financial planning or the financial advisory profession. Well, we're going to talk about income today, and one of the things I teach to my professional clients, because we have dentists and chiropractors and physical therapists and other healthcare professionals all over the country. And we help them become more successful in their businesses because we teach them something called celebrity expert branding, or how to position yourself to be the go-to expert in your particular market. Once you figure that out, you have made a quantum leap in your ability to create not only a lot more income, but a lot more predictable income. You see, when you think of having a service done, who comes to top of mind for you? Well, that person has created the position of expert in your mind. And that's called positioning. And that's an element of branding that which Edwin is probably going to talk about during this interview. But I wanted to talk to you about the fact that you should be the one who's top of mind whenever anybody thinks about your product or service. If you're not focusing your marketing efforts on that as a local professional or small business owner, it's costing you millions of dollars in lost revenue just because someone else is doing it and being the first person that that potential customer calls when they need that product or service. So how do we do that? Well, that is in your brand, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. We're never taught about this kind of stuff in school. We usually learn it by the school of hard knocks, or if we're smart, we find somebody who's got a course on the internet that teaches us some of these basic rules that they found out through their trial and error, you see? So one of the commitments of continued learning and so on is really how to become the best marketer in our area. If we do that, we're going to find that income is not going to be the issue. Then we get into the other aspects of financial planning, how to spend the money correctly to create more wealth in the future rather than wasting it like most of us do, and protecting what we've created. If we do those three elements, the sky's the limit as far as our overall financial well-being, which is why I do what I do and why I put this show together for you. So we're going to take a quick break now. And up next, we're going to be talking with my very special guest, marketing and branding expert, Edwin Dearborn. And he'll be giving you his insight and expertise on the power of branding. Plus, at the end, we're going to talk about how you can take action right away on what you've learned today. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Christopher Music, host of the Financial Power Hour and creator of the Private Practice Millionaire. I'm a veteran financial expert, best-selling author, and the founder of the subject of Econologics, which is a results-based financial planning system. After almost 20 years as a practicing financial advisor, I discovered that the missing ingredient in the prosperity of any household is the education and implementation of universally workable strategies. There are correct, time-tested laws that have always worked, and I want to share them with you. In 2013, I penned a chapter in the best-selling book, More Better, The World's Leading Experts Reveal How to Get More Out of Business and Life with Better Results. This chapter, called The 10 Maxims of the Private Practice Millionaire, is a summary of the most important actions to take to ensure success in private practice. Download the book free at www.pchristophermusic.com. That's www.pchristophermusic.com.
Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour with Christopher Music, online at pchristophermusic.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule today to listen to the Financial Power Hour here on AM 1380, The Biz. Now, before the break, I shared with you a little bit of a viewpoint about how important it is to position yourself as the expert, whatever it is you do, in your market. And I got a guest today who is an absolute rock star in this area. So I'm going to introduce to you Edwin Dearborn. Now, Edwin is a veteran C-level executive, having been a CEO of a large nonprofit organization in Orange County, California, over the last 18 years. As a CEO, he was personally responsible for overseeing the planning and management of his 100-person staff. He was formally educated in marketing and public relations in Hollywood, California, in the early 1990s. In fact, the Orange County Register featured him as a true marketing expert. He's also been featured in Entrepreneur, CBS Money Watch, Social Media Today, and other national media outlets. In addition, Edwin has appeared as a keynote speaker for Sony and the American Marketing Association, having delivered hundreds of workshops and presentations to thousands of business professionals on branding, marketing, social media, and small business. He still travels around the U.S. as a keynote speaker for consulting groups, sharing his unique insight on a myriad of topics. In his new book, Power Branding Secrets, Edwin reveals how any entrepreneur, startup, or existing small business can catapult their brand's awareness, thus generating more publicity, inbound leads, and of course, higher sales. I'm pleased to welcome Edwin Dearborn.
Christopher, thanks so much for having me on your show. I love it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for being here. You know, it's funny. Yeah. You and I connected over on social media, I think on Facebook,
yes,
a few years ago, and just started to create a little bit of a dialogue, and well, here we are.
There you go, the power of social media.
So let's start off by having you tell everyone a little bit more about yourself, and what is it about that you do that makes you so passionate about it?
Great question. I think what makes me so passionate is that I am the son of parents who are entrepreneurs, who really flourished with the American dream. Both my parents grew up in the Depression. Neither one had a college education, and just through hard work and persistence, built a number of businesses. And of course, you know, back then, when I was 14 or 15, I worked in the family business all the way until I was about 23 or 24 years old. And I really had the opportunity to see the amount of work. And as you know, entrepreneurs work 14 hours a day. There's my mom bringing all the files and the paperwork home and working till 11 o'clock midnight. And so I saw the pressure and the liabilities of being an entrepreneur. And that's where I really started to market our business, because that's all I could do. I could hand out flyers. This is back in the 80s when, you know, we didn't have an internet. We had yellow pages and handing out flyers. So I really know how much entrepreneurs need help. And that's what really drives me, is to help families like the one I saw and grew up in.
Well, we're glad you do it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's dive into this term branding. So yes. It gets thrown around a lot. It has a lot of meanings and so on. But what does it mean to you?
Okay, great question. Well, just to let you know, in my book, Power Branding Secrets, I dedicate an entire chapter. Chapter 5 is called What is Branding? And I'm just going to go over a couple of key points in that, where I really define what is branding. And to me, branding is your distinctive and indispensable attributes and value. So in branding, and I'll go later in the interview here, but branding is, how do you stand out in such a way that commands respect and people look to you and go, now that's the person that I need, or that's the brand that I absolutely want. So when you become distinctive in their mind, you've positioned yourself as the leader, you were saying earlier, or as the expert, or as the top-tier brand. That's really what branding is about, is how do we stand out amongst and rise above the noise?
So it's distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
Give that definition for everyone again. Y'all listen to this. This is really important.
Distinctive is defined in the dictionary as characteristic of one person or thing, and so serving to distinguish it from others. So it's the thing, you know, like, you know, you have a lot of dentists in your city. How do you as a dentist stand out amongst the others? Is it your education? Is it how you treat people? Is it the services that you deliver? It, you know, you have to find that thing that's really going to make you stand out amongst the others. So you're just not another dentist or another coffee shop or whatever you're trying to sell and market. So, and that's really tricky for a lot of people, because they go, well, there's 300 dentists in my city. How do I stand out? We all deliver the same services. And that's where the magic of branding really comes about, when you go through that journey and you do find, and sometimes it could just be something very little to you, but it's distinctive enough for you to rise above the noise and become the go-to dentist in your area.
So give me a quick example of how someone can do that. What simple process can they go through to find their own brand?
Very good. You know, I had a dentist client in Tustin, California, who suffered from exactly that malady. You know, I do everything everybody else does. And so I sat down with him and I just started asking him questions like, tell me about yourself, tell me about your story. And I think a great branding person like myself, one of the great skills is listening for the key moments or the key words that he's using to describe himself or what makes him different. It may be, you know, how he serves the community. It may be his training. Well, with this one particular doctor, he went to an Ivy League school. And I said, do you ever market the fact that you've gone to an Ivy League school? And he's like, you know, factually, I never have. I've never used that. And I said, well, how many dentists do you think have actually been trained in dentistry at an Ivy League school? Because the brand Ivy League school is a well-known brand. So we found out that there was almost no dentist in his area that had gone to an Ivy League school. So now it's like, how would you like to go to a dentist who's been trained as an Ivy League graduate? And we put this as his positioning on his promo, on his website, on all the different aspects. And all of a sudden it was like, yes, you can go to any dentist, but this one's been Ivy League trained. How would you like to have an Ivy Leaguer? You know, wow, he must be really smart. Yes, you got to be smart to go to an Ivy League school. So that was the one thing that he had as an attribute that very few dentists in this area had, but it really was allowing him to be, man, he must be smart. And it worked very well.
Yeah, so let's say someone's listening today, because I know you guys are out there. You're saying, well, that's great for that dentist who went to the Ivy League school. But
yeah,
but for me, I mean, just little old me out here trying to make my way in the world, what possibly would make me distinctive?
Well, that's really the journey that we have to take someone through. And that's the questions are, because, see, most of us don't see it ourselves as distinctive, right? We kind of get into this pattern of, well, I'm just like everybody else. I offer really good service. And we kind of go along with marketing cliches. And really, someone like myself is there to ask those questions. You know, do I belong to any certain associations? Am I involved in the community in a particular way? I've had chiropractors that love, you know, they're triathletes. And I go, okay, do you feature yourself as someone who specializes in athletic pain or servicing the athletic community? No, I haven't really done that. Yet that's his passion. And so there may be something that that person, that doctor, is passionate about that really becomes the distinctive factor. He may be involved in helping the homeless. He may be a motorcyclist. You know, we have to find something that's really going to put them a slightly above and at least allow them to be remembered. Like, oh, what was that chiropractor that's that triathlete guy? See, and it just becomes that little trigger point that then leads them to your brand. And that's just the beginning of it, because being distinctive as your moniker or as your brand awareness is the beginning. But as I will go over, there's many other things that we have to do on a continuous basis to make sure that that distinguishable aspect about you stands out on a continuous basis and you stay at top of mind. But that's just the beginning. It's finding that one thing that makes you memorable above anybody else.
Yeah, and all of you listening, every single one of you has your own brand, whether you realize that or not. You really, really do. Mm-hmm. Okay, Edwin, so let's talk about how you define in your book, Power Branding Secrets, was known as the Branding Triangle. Explain that concept for our listeners.
Yeah, the branding triangle, what I realized in talking to so many dentists, doctors, and small business people about branding is that they had a limited view, particularly now in our digital marketing world with video and social media, et cetera. And that is, branding is understood, or I should say misunderstood by most people, is like a logo and a website. In reality, anything that we can distinguish a brand by our senses, whether it's sight or sound or smell or taste, that's really the brand identity. And that's just the first point of the triangle of branding. So a lot of people just kind of think branding stops right there. I've got a logo, I've got a website, I've got a tagline, I'm done with my branding. But in today's digital world, having a great logo and having a great website and a great tagline is not enough. There's plenty of businesses with beautiful logos, beautiful taglines, $15,000 websites who are broke as a business. And so the second part of the branding triangle is you have to communicate as a brand. Thus, you've got to put out branded content. That means YouTube videos. Your podcast is branded content, right? That's how you establish your distinctiveness as a brand. It could be blog posts. It could be memes. It could be ebooks. It could be my book. That's why one of the reasons why I wrote my book. I wanted to have a piece of content a book that distinguished me above other branding people. There's many branding people, but how many branding people can call themselves an author? Mm-hmm. So we have to put out, we have to go past our logo, and we've got to put out branded content. That's the second part of the triangle. The third part of the triangle is how we serve people as a brand. And this is even more critical today because of review sites like Yelp and Facebook and Google My Business and Angie's List. So let's say, you know, like SeaWorld, they've got a brand, they've got a logo, they've got a website, they're putting out branded content, but they're being killed on social media because of the social consciousness about how we treat whales, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So at business, you can have a great menu and a great items and a great website, but what happens when they get to the restaurant and the waitress is rude and the food is cold and slow? All of a sudden, it starts to appear on your Yelp page, on social media, and now you're being branded by other people. And anybody will tell you, if you've got a lot of bad reviews online, it can absolutely kill your business. And on the opposite side, if you have tons of great reviews on Yelp and Facebook, it can actually drive business. So how you treat people, the third part of the corner, which is customer management, how you treat people will actually build your brand. So when you get a brand to understand the branding triangle, they know that branding goes well beyond the logo and the website and the packaging. That's the beginning. But now you have to communicate as a brand. And then now that you communicate as a brand, you start to generate leads. How do you move them? How do you treat them? Is your customer service good? What's the experience like when they get there? Is that memorable? Is that part of your brand? You know, and if all those touch points are really, really spot on and serve people well and answer their questions and give them what they want, your branding will become more powerful.
Okay, so y'all listen up. There's 3 points here. He's really gotten his fingers into here. One, the logo, the look. You know, we all know that, the website, you know, we all spend all this time trying to figure out what's going on, right? But then it's the content marketing or the communication, the wholeness or the integrity of the communication. Is that right, Edwin?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I ask people, does anybody know what the Nordstrom logo looks like? And most people are like, no, I don't know what their logo looks like. I go, great. How awesome is the Nordstrom website? They're like, I don't really know. I don't go to the Nordstrom website. I go, but do you love going to Nordstrom? Oh, I love going to Nordstrom. Okay, you tell me what makes the Nordstrom brand so powerful. And you know what it is? It's how they service their audience, the third point of the triangle.
Yeah, right.
It's not the logo that built their brand. It's not necessarily their content. It's the third part of the triangle. They treat people so well. Their customer service is so amazing that has been the primary point of the triangle that they've built a very powerful brand on. So
that's awesome.
If we think, yeah.
That's awesome. Edwin, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a little break, and we're going to handle weather and traffic. And up next, we're going to continue to talk with our branding and marketing expert, Edwin Dearborn. We're going to ask him for more secrets from his book on power branding secrets. And when we return, at the end of the show, we're going to talk about exactly steps you can do to take action. You're definitely not going to want to miss that. Stay tuned for weather and traffic up next. Hi, this is Christopher Music, host of the Financial Power Hour and creator of The Private Practice Millionaire. I'm a veteran financial expert and best-selling author, and I'm also the founder of the subject of Econologics, which is a results-based financial planning system. After almost 20 years as a practicing financial advisor, I discovered that the missing ingredient in the prosperity of any household is the education and implementation of universally workable strategies. There are correct, time-tested laws that have always worked, and I want to share them with you. In 2014, I penned a chapter in the best-selling book with Steve Forbes of Forbes magazine called Successonomics. Learn the secrets of success in the new economy from today's leading entrepreneurs and professionals. My chapter summarized the process of how to define and locate your ideal financial advisor so you can achieve financial success. Download the book free at www.pchristophermusic.com. That's www.pchristophermusic.com.
This is the Financial Power Hour with Prosperity Coach Christopher Music. Make contact at 727-588-1540. And now, here's Christopher Music.
Well, okay, folks, we're back. You're listening to the Financial Power Hour here on AM 1380, The Biz. I'm Christopher Music, the creator of results-based financial planning and the private practice millionaire. We're talking with marketing and branding expert Edwin Dearborn. Now, before the break, we're talking about the three parts of the triangle, the logo, how it looks, and all of that material there, the content, the way you communicate, and the customer communication or the services that you provide. He was talking about Nordstrom. Edwin, can you finish that thought about Nordstrom's?
Yeah. First of all, I'm having a great time on your show, so thanks again for having me here.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah. I think that when we expand, and that was the purpose why I wrote in my book about the branding triangle, where I go in depth and give a lot of examples of that, is that I saw this myopic view of branding. I've got my logo, I've got my website, my branding is done. And I tell people, I go, wait till you misservice somebody, wait till your internal disorganization starts to upset a lot of people, and believe me, your Yelp reviews are going to brand you more powerfully than your logo and website.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of time before it catches up with you.
Yeah, we see that a lot in the service business.
We do. Yeah. That's why I give the example of Nordstrom, because it's a well-known brand that I can refer to in any of my talks and go, what are they known for? And everybody says it in unison, great customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, it's a multi-million dollar brand that has been built on that one corner of the triangle. Yes, they've got a great website. Yeah, they've got a logo. But nobody even knows what a Nordstrom is, which is the name of the family that founded it. And I ask them, what's a Nordstrom? And they're like, it's the name of something. So you see, like, mm-hmm. We can be in complete mystery about what the word means. We can not know what their website looks like. We can be unaware of their logo. But that what makes it distinctive above everything else? It's that one quality. So imagine if we master all three points of the triangle simultaneously.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I call it a power brand. If you can master all three points of the triangle, you truly have a power brand.
Well, exactly. I think that's the goal of all of us. So obviously with the brand, we're going to want to communicate that on the obviously digitally and with social media and so on. How have these two channels have changed the rules of marketing or brand identity?
Well, I think in the last few years, it's really been, how do I leverage communication channels beyond my website? You know, 10 years ago, having an amazing website was a competitive advantage. It's no longer a competitive advantage. 5 years ago, having really good SEO was a competitive advantage, but everybody's doing SEO now, some level of it. That's no longer a competitive advantage. So now it's like, okay, well, what do I do beyond my website and SEO? And so now social media advertising comes into play big time. We have 70% of Americans on Facebook every single day of the month for an average of 49 minutes.
Mm.
We have people now watching more Netflix and YouTube videos than they're watching standard television. And by next year, major corporations will be spending more money on social media advertising than they will traditional advertising on print and television. So we see this big shift. And now the small business guy, the dentist, the chiropractor is asking himself, how do I now enter that ecosystem intelligently and profitably to actually not only bring about brand awareness, but just as importantly, now funnel them into my offerings and my store or my practice. And those are probably the biggest challenges that I see now is how do I go beyond my website and my SEO and now tap into this growing ecosystem called digital marketing. And that's one of the things that I help my clients with is help navigate where to begin. And that's really the big first question. Where do I start?
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. And then you have, you know, most business owners don't have a huge marketing budget. So what are some of the secrets that you could, you know, give our listeners today on strategies that they can implement on a limited budget?
Good question. The first thing is that if you go into YouTube on their search bar and you type in Bentley iPhone 5, you'll see that here's Bentley, a major luxury brand, made an awesome commercial with an iPhone 5 camera. I tell people your cell phone is a content creating machine. You can simply grab your iPhone or your Samsung or whatever you have. You can grab a tripod and you can start answering questions. And a lot of times I'll tell people, I go, just start answering questions. What are the top 20 questions you get asked by your patients or clients over and over and over? Great. Take 2 or 3 minutes and answer that question. That's content. Mm-hmm. Put that out. Tweet that out. Put that video on your website. Upload that video to your YouTube channel. Start answering questions. So what does that cost? Nothing. Facebook ads. You can start driving traffic locally. And one of the great things about Facebook is you can target people literally within a mile or two of your practice or your small business. For $5 a day, you can start running ads to people right in your neighborhood, driving them to your website. And, you know, I have one client that didn't believe me. We started with a $10 a day budget, which is not that much money. And within 6 weeks, this is a tattoo shop in Las Vegas. You ready for this? $10 a day. We created in 6 weeks, 500 leads by marketing to local people. And they literally called me about 2 months after we started the campaign, and they go, how much are we spending? And I think they've gotten up to like $15 a day, right? And I said, I think you guys are up to $15 a day. They're like, we have to cut the budget in half. And I was like, well, what did I do wrong? And they're like, no, nothing wrong. We just can't handle all the business.
Yeah, what a bummer.
Right, exactly. So my point is that you can create YouTube videos with your camera. That costs you nothing. You can start with $5 a day on Facebook. And that's something you can do right now, starting today. And and you'll start to see some results. And then you can make more money. You build your budget.
Yeah, I love it. Those are really, really good examples. Because people say, well, I don't have money to market. Of course, you know, my marketing director, Mindy, her statement is marketing makes you money. And she's absolutely right when she says that. And, you know, in the world of content marketing, you're talking about content marketing, which is really another question I want to ask. When you cover this in your book about content marketing, explain to them what this is and why it's so important to manage that.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned earlier about the second point in the triangle, the branding triangle, your brand is as live as it communicates. Right? How do you stand out amongst all this noise? And what I tell people is if you're not constantly providing information or insights, and it doesn't even have to be your information. If you can't create content, you can do content curation. Hey guys, you send out an email. I found this great article in this health magazine about great dental health tips, right? So if you're not a good content creator, be a good content curator, curate other people's information, but be known as the person who's always looking and seeking information or creating information and providing it. I mean, I have a CPA in Orange County here that I worked with, and he said, you know, Ed, I'm very, very bad at creating content. So what I do is I find great content that other people have produced, and I just email it out, I tweet it out, I put it on LinkedIn, and I do it constantly throughout the day. And I've gotten clients that I've procured because they go, well, they assumed, well, if you're posting it, then you understand what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You were intelligent enough to find this intelligent information. You've got more intelligence than I do. It seems like you know where all the resources are. So he would literally get business clients going, I see all the content you're sharing. I see all the information you're providing. You really seem to be up on your game and know all the tips and tricks and strategies. So here was a guy who understood the second point of the triangle, but he knew his weakness is I can't create content. So what I'll do is I'll find great content and I'll be the channel. I'll be the provider so you don't have to go looking for it. And that's what content marketing is about, is constantly providing value to your audience with information that in some way is going to either be entertaining, engaging, or just outright helpful.
Now, say that again, because that y'all listening to this, get that. It's really important. Say that again, Edwin.
You want to be known as the brand that is providing information that is either entertaining, engaging at some level, or just outright helpful to their lives. And if you constantly bring that value, guess what's going to happen? It's going to rub off on your brand, and you're going to be known as, man, that Edwin just keeps bringing me value. He's somebody that I want to keep in my circle. He's somebody, that's his posts I want to read because he's always bringing great stuff. And I've seen that over and over and over in brands that really get it. They really get the second point of the triangle, which is I'm going to provide valuable content. And I'm really going to make it my mission and purpose to try in some way to consistently elevate my audience. Now, I'll tell you right now, just by doing that alone will build your brand because so few brands do it. So the minute you start becoming really adept at content marketing, you're going to be in the top 5% of your brand. There's very few dentists that do content marketing right. So the minute you do it right, you're going to stand out.
That's so powerful because people are always asking me, you know, so how do I make more income? How do I make more income? Well, they don't realize that money is only a symbol of value. Mm-hmm. And you're going to make or bring in more money when you provide more value. So the correct question is, how do I create more value? And in that content marketing, I'm telling you right there, you're really onto something, I think, because that is being the person there that is making, that is creating that value. And sooner or later, money is going to flow back on those lines to that provider of that value.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, all right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And up next, we're going to be wrapping up our interview with our very special rock star guest, Mr. Edwin Dearborn. And we're going to continue to ask him more about branding and get one or two more secrets on how to successfully brand and market a small business in today's digital world. So stay tuned. Hi, this is Christopher Music, host of the Financial Power Hour and creator of the Private Practice Millionaire. I'm a veteran financial expert, best-selling author, and the founder of the subject of Econologics, which is a results-based financial planning system. After almost 20 years as a practicing financial advisor, I discovered that the missing ingredient in the prosperity of any household is the education and implementation of universally workable strategies. There are correct, time-tested laws that have always worked, and I want to share them with you. In 2013, I penned a chapter in the best-selling book, More Better, The World's Leading Experts Reveal How to Get More Out of Business and Life with Better Results. This chapter, called The 10 Maxims of the Private Practice Millionaire, is a summary of the most important actions to take to ensure success in private practice. Download the book free at www.pchristophermusic.com. That's www.pchristophermusic.com.
Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour with Christopher Music, online at pchristophermusic.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. And I want to thank you for being here with us on the Financial Power Hour today here on AM 1380 The Biz. I have my guest expert, Edwin Dearborn, and he's spending time with us talking about the power of branding and how to successfully market that brand. And we were talking about content marketing before the break. Now, Edwin, we got this range of cost and how to implement all these content strategies. You know, it's pretty wide. So can you give our listeners some tips on affordable ways to get doing this stuff right now, besides what you've already told us?
Absolutely. Let me give you three ways. Now, in my book, I go over 50 different types of content that you can create. And I actually give you a bullet point, step-by-step, how to create the content. So I just don't talk about content and branding. I give actual, you know, here, do this and then do this next.
Love it.
But here's three things. Number one, let your audience participate. Get them talking about your brand. Get them leaving reviews. User-generated content is not only free, it's extremely powerful. So when the guy is in your practice, have him check in on Facebook and tell his friends that he's at your practice. That's free. Have them leave a review on Yelp. That's free. If you keep doing that a couple times a week, in a year, you'll have 100 reviews, right? That's powerful. Mm. Number two, grab your iPhone and make a video and talk about, hey, I want to show you how to correctly brush your teeth, or I want to correctly show you the tax deductions that you can take in 2017, right? I get questions as a CPA. Can I write off my gas and my trips? Let me answer that for you, right? Start answering questions. Just get your camera out and start to talk about what you do and get success stories on video. Then number three, take those videos and transcribe them. You can go to a site called rev.com, R-E-V.com, transcribe your YouTube videos and turn those into blog posts. Now boost that blog post on Facebook and drive some traffic to the blog post, right? For $5 a day. So these are very simple strategies that if done over and over and over and over, you're going to engage people. You're going to start to enlighten people. And of course, guess what's going to happen? If you're the guy that's answering all the questions, you know, and you look like and sound like an expert, guess what? You're going to get more clients. You could be doing. But like I said in my book, I go over 50 different types of content that you can create.
I just was marveling the fact that one of the reasons I love doing the show is that I get good advice, and those are three things I can start doing right away, even at a higher level than what I'm already doing. I love it.
Awesome.
Well, we're looking at 2017 coming up on the horizon here, and what are the future trends with this branding and marketing thing, and what can you tell us to keep us ahead of the curve?
I think that there's two trends that I really try to educate people about the most, and I've really concentrated my own services around these two because it is where, you know, my dad told me when I grew, you know, was growing up, and he would take me fishing in Montana. He called me Eddie, you got to fish where the fish are. And in marketing, we got to market where the customers are. We have to be where the customer's at. And the future is that by 2020, 85% of the content consumed online will be a video. Well, that's only 3 years from now. So start creating video content now because that's going to dominate how people consume branded content. Video, video, video. Do you know that only 8% of the businesses in America have at least one YouTube video, yet tens of millions of people are on YouTube in America every single day. So there's a lot of audience there. There's a lot of fish there, but there's not a lot of fishermen. Great opportunity to build a brand and get new customers. Point number two, as I said earlier, 70% of Americans are on Facebook every single day. That means that over 200 million consumers today will be on Facebook, yet only 5% of the businesses with a Facebook page spend any money advertising. Again, lots of fish, but not lots of fishermen. So if I was really wanted to be ahead of the curve and way in front of my competition, I'd be creating videos and uploading them to YouTube, sharing them on social media, and then I'd be creating great content and then driving local consumers, my demographics, straight from Facebook to my website. And this is why I jokingly now call Facebook Fishbook, because you want to fish where the fish are, and the fish are on Facebook.
I just can't make this stuff up. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's really all we have time for today, Edwin. This is blown by, and I really appreciate you here being our special guest, man.
Well, I love doing these type of shows because, like I said, I'm the son of entrepreneurs, and helping other entrepreneurs is such a purpose for me.
That's great. So you got your book available on Amazon. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of it.
Just go to Amazon or Kindle. I have it both in Amazon or Kindle, and they just type in Power Branding Secrets. Okay, three words, Power Branding Secrets. It'll pop up in the search bar of Amazon or Kindle. Buy the book. If you have questions for me, you can reach out to me at edwindearborn@me.com. You can also go to my website, Edwin Dearborn, and I have a contact page there, edwindearborn.com. And, if you need help, growing your brand, I'd love to help.
That's awesome. And give me a quick example of another service that you have to help somebody.
Well, one of the things that we do is when you create a YouTube video, most people don't know this, but Google owns YouTube. And because Google loves Google, I just want to that's an important thing to understand. Google loves Google. So if you were Google and somebody was searching for something in a Google search, wouldn't you rather have them go to one of your own pieces of content, like a YouTube video?
Yeah.
YouTube videos will outrank a similar piece of content, a blog content, by 50 times. So one of the services we offer is not only helping you create great videos, but really optimizing, doing SEO for YouTube videos so it comes up in local search. You can have a guy go, best dentist, and if he's got all these articles in one video to watch, guess what content he's going to be more likely to consume? He'll probably watch the video. And we can rank YouTube videos for local search for our clients.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, folks, reach out, Amazon.com, pick up Power Branding Secrets from Edwin Dearborn. And if you need some help with YouTube rankings and so on, give him a shout. Edwin, thanks again for being on the show, man.
Well, thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Wonderful. So, folks, it's time to take a little bit of action. Get that video done on your iPhone or whatever the case may be. Start doing some content. Get something out there to create your branding, your positioning as the expert in your marketplace. I will tell you, if you do that, and you'll start getting more attention, you'll start getting more value creation in the minds of your customers or your clients, and you will start to make more money. As a financial advisor, I'm always talking about the financial position you find yourself in today is your indicator on how well you understand and apply basic prosperity laws. These laws have always been true in all times and places. And there are these basic principles of prosperity. They've been repeated over and over again throughout history. And I put them down in an action guide that you can download off of my website called the 21 Laws of Financial Prosperity Action Guide. These 21 laws have been true since the earth cooled. And if you learn these and apply these to this action guide, I assure you that you're going to have a much more affluent financial experience. Go to www.pchristophermusic.com, P as in Paul, christophermusic.com, and download that 21 Laws Financial Prosperity Action Guide today. I think you're going to find a tremendous amount of value in it. I also want for you to follow me on Facebook. Find me there. P. Christopher Music Author is my URL at Facebook. Follow me there. Follow me on my YouTube channel. Connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter. I'd love to stay in touch with you, have a discourse with you, and see how we can help you achieve a much higher level of financial abundance and prosperity for you and your family. And if you want to listen to archived episodes of this show, go to www.financialpowerhour.com and listen to many different episodes with other experts we've had on this show. I hope that the wisdom that you have heard today will help you achieve what's most important to you. In the meantime, live your art. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Financial Power Hour. For more information on prosperity principles and how to apply them to your life and your business, visit Christopher's personal website at pchristophermusic.com or connect with him on Facebook at facebook.com/pchristophermusicauthor. You may also call Christopher's office at 727-588-1540 to request more information or arrange for him to be a guest speaker at your next event. That's 727-588-1540 or visit pchristophermusic.com.